W 1590 AM Denmark, W 250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. After months of delay, a rare bipartisan coalition in the House approving $95 billion in aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. ABC's Jay O'Brien has more.
The Senate will start taking up this package on Tuesday, and it's expected to pass there. But getting it approved by the House took the votes of Democrats, and that has teed up a showdown between Mike Johnson and hardliners in his own party.
Also in that same bill, a provision that would ban TikTok if the app is not divested from its Chinese owners. Police in Chicago looking for suspects after a uniformed police officer there was shot and killed earlier today. The 30-year-old officer, a six-year veteran of the force, was on his way home after his shift. A Memphis block party turns deadly. About 200 to 300 people gathered when someone pulled a gun. Two people dead at the scene, six arrested. At least 16 people killed in strikes overnight in Rafah in southern Gaza, according to hospital records there. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Wisconsin labor leaders are fighting attempts to roll back child labor laws. Mike Moen reports.
Governor Tony Evers this month vetoed a bill that would have expanded the elimination of required work permits for those under 18. The bill's language applied to 14- and 15-year-olds, several years after the state did away with parental permission for 16- and 17-year-olds. Wisconsin State AFL-CIO President Stephanie Bloomingdale says these are policy fights advocates thought they won decades ago when minors often worked in dangerous conditions. But she says there's a strong push to chip away at protections.
We are seeing a growing movement from different unscrupulous employers that want to put kids back in the workplace and not have the kind of oversight that is needed.
The Economic Policy Institute says rollbacks have been approved in a dozen states the past few years. Meanwhile, violations are trending upward, with the U.S. Labor Department reporting an 83% increase in financial penalties. Backers of the Wisconsin bill say the goal was to reduce red tape for families. But Bloomingdale says the current law helps the whole family make an informed decision.
It's important for kids to get a good work ethic, but at the same time, these kids need to make sure that they are getting enough sleep, that they are able to participate in their school, and really making sure that that balance is there.
The EPI report says amid the push in many states to weaken these laws, several other states have advanced bills to strengthen protections. And there have been bipartisan bills in Congress that, among other things, would crack down on violators. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Marquette hires a new basketball coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It happened this week at Marquette, a new head coach for women's basketball.
We look for people who want to go out and set the world on fire. We look for people like Kara Consuegra. Welcome aboard.
After 13 seasons as a head coach at Charlotte, Kara Consuegra takes over the women's program at Marquette.
You know, coaching is my dream. It's something I've always wanted to do. But ultimately, for me, it is a vehicle to help young people grow, learn, and prepare them for life.
Consuegra was a player at Iowa, then hired as an assistant at Marquette in 2004. I asked her, what's it like being back in Milwaukee?
It feels like a homecoming. Marquette is really, really special to us. The community is special to us. You know, we have a lot of friends, family, and this is a place we always wanted to be. So to have the opportunity to come back and represent this community and this university, it means a lot to me and my family.
That's Marquette's Kara Consuegra with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sunny skies, breezy west to northwest winds and highs of the upper 50s. Overnight, mostly clear skies as lows bottom out in the mid and upper 30s. On Monday, increasing clouds and breezy southwest winds, highs in the lower to middle 60s. It's 39 at our studios.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Are you making plans to honor Mother Earth? April 22nd is Earth Day, and it's a Wisconsin idea. Our Senator, Gaylord Nelson, created the day in 1970. It was his way of pushing environmental issues onto the national agenda. And many demonstrated in support. It worked. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency formed by December of that year. And today, Nelson's daughter, Tia, continues her dad's efforts. The Earth Day theme this year focuses on the use of plastics. It includes a reminder of the goal for a 60% reduction in the production of plastics by 2040. If you want to find a cleanup or education event to help during Earth Day week, or anytime, check earthday.org. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Busted pencils.
We'll keep talking about it because it is an important thing happening in our world and in our culture, whether you're in education or in any field. It's part of your day-to-day right now. Like, hey, what's the role AI is going to play in this?
We give every assignment the kids turn in, we put it through AI detectors. There's no ability for a student to opt out of the surveillance.
Busted Pencils, weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor in the morning.
And the talk of Green Bay all day long.
1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
AM 1400 WRJN.
The music of the stars. A salute to Hank Mancini on his birthday. This is not really Mancini's music, but I thought we'd divert just a bit. But here is Hank Mancini introducing Dudley Moore, the music of the stars.
On another very, very popular movie called 10. And Dudley Moore played a songwriter suffering from the pangs of male menopause and an overdose of Bo Derek. One scene called for Dudley to play a piece on the piano, inspired by his fantasies of Bo. And Blake called me over to the studio one day and to take a look at Dudley's solo. He had shot it as one continuous scene, and he asked me if I thought that it would hold the audience interest, you know, for it was about a 4-minute scene. And I saw it, and it held all right. I was overwhelmed, and I told Blake, I said, don't touch it, it's just beautiful. And he left it in. The scene works because of the skill of a very, very talented and funny friend. He's going to play that solo piece for you tonight. It's called The Song from 10. It's easy to say. Dudley Moore.
Thank you.
Dudley Moore at the keyboard, Mancini. Song from 10. It has a title. The title is It's Easy to Say. Robert Wells did lyrics.
I call him Hank. I'm not that kind of guy. Hank's commitment to movie music is absolutely total. You know, a friend asked him once how the film Days of Wine and Roses ended, and Hank said with a French horn on a high C.
Thank you. Up next, international intrigue, the best kind of intrigue. Tonight, a lineup of narrow city streets, peculiar customs, hiding in dark shadows, and lies. So many lies. We have a night full of films set in foreign lands where unknowing Americans are caught up in a game where the criminals are the only ones who know the rules. These aren't ordinary Americans we'll have tonight. They're played by Belgian-born Audrey Hepburn, British-born Cary Grant, plus Jimmy Stewart, Doris Day, Orson Welles, and Joseph Cotten. We begin with Charade from Universal Pictures in 1963. This is the one with Grant and Hepburn, directed by Stanley Donen, working off a script by Peter Stone. When Stone shopped the screenplay for Charade around Hollywood, the big studios turned him down. So Stone worked backwards and turned the story into a novel. Then Red Book magazine serialized the novel. And what do you know? Pretty quickly, everybody wanted the rights. And what else do you know? Stone already had that screenplay. Charade is set in Paris, where we learn immediately that Audrey Hepburn's husband turns up dead and she's being stalked by a collection of shady characters looking for something, and they believe, with the right amount of pressure, that she can help. That's where Cary Grant enters the picture as a character with motives not easy to pinpoint. It's often said that Charade is the best Alfred Hitchcock movie Hitchcock never made. It's said so often here on TCM that I hesitate to mention it again. But Charade does have so many of Hitchcock's best elements from his thrillers. That international intrigue, a completely captivating leading lady, though she's not blonde here, and also a MacGuffin. That is the vital plot element that brings the characters together, but the specifics aren't relevant. It could be instructions for how to build a nuclear weapon, or the number to a Swiss bank account, or the blueprints for a Malibu beach house. What it is doesn't matter. All that matters is that people in the movie want it. This was not a typical Stanley Donen picture. He began as a choreographer, working with Gene Kelly, with whom he co-directed movies as well, notably Singin' in the Rain, also On the Town and It's Always Fair Weather. But he shows his versatility here, and he later produced and directed Two for the Road, also with Audrey Hepburn. From 1963, with a great supporting cast led by Walter Matthau, James Coburn, and George Kennedy, here's Charade.
Do we know each other?
Why, do you think we're going to?
I don't know. How would I know?
Because I already know an awful lot of people, and until one of them dies, I couldn't possibly meet anyone else.
Well, if anyone goes on the critical list, let me know.
As you can see, she was in serious trouble. But she still found time to enjoy herself.
Mrs. Lampert, any morning now, you could wake up dead.
Of course, she never had as much fun as her husband. Now, he knew how to relax. You see, it all began when he got off the train. Now, there's a relaxed husband.
Well, he's probably think I killed him.
Instant divorce, you mean?
From then on, her life was one round of enjoyment. Entertainment. Enchantment?
What are you doing in here?
I'm having a nervous breakdown.
Music by Hank Mancini with Jack Jones.
When we played our charade, we were like children posing, playing at games, acting out names, guessing the parts we played. I turned the music box played on. Sad little serenade, song of my heart's composing. I hear it still.
His wife. Now that he's dead, you're their only lead.
Mr. Bartholomew, if you're trying to frighten me, you're doing a first-rate job.
Picture 1963 Oscar winner, of course, but the music of Hank Mancini. Jack Jones. Wish I had more from Mancini with Jack, but here's Matt Monro, Oscar winner himself. English singer. We don't hear enough about Matt Monro anymore. More is the pity.
When we played our charade, we were like children posing, playing at games, acting out names, guessing the parts we played. Best on the bill, lovers until love left the masquerade. Fate seemed to pull the strings. I turned.
Johnny Mercer did the lyrics. Hank did the soundtrack and that hit song, but it wasn't an Oscar winner. No, Jackie Gleason's version of Call Me Irresponsible got it. Here's Gary Cooper at the Oscars.
Folks down here in Mexico are just about as excited about the awards tonight as you are at home. So let's see. Those nominated for the best performance by an actress are Leslie Caron in Lily, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, Ava Gardner in Mogambo, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, Audrey Hepburn in Roman Holiday, Paramount, Deborah Carr in From Here to Eternity, Columbia, Maggie McNamara in The Moon is Blue, Preminger Herbert Production, United Artists. And the winner is... Well, I better turn you over to the Abe Lincoln of the Bobby Soxers.
Well, thank you, Gary. Thank you very much.
Yep.
I'm very proud of you. You will not forsake me, oh, my darling, because you've got all the money.
Let me see here. Gary, I'm going to take over for you. Want to give me the envelope? Shall I read it? Shall I read it? I don't think I will. Ladies and gentlemen, in New York City, Miss Audrey Hepburn in Roman Holiday.
I want to say thank you to everybody who in these past months and years have helped, guided, and given me so much. I'm truly, truly grateful and terribly happy.
Mancini, Moment to Moment, 1966.
We are on recording stage 10 at Universal City Studios. Conducting is three-time Academy Award winner, composer Henry Mancini. The orchestra consists of 60 of Hollywood's finest musicians. The purpose of the session? To underscore, to highlight, to intensify, to enrich the emotional moments of producer-director Mervyn LeRoy's most unusual love story, Moment to Moment, starring Gene Seberg, the Goldfinger girl, Honor Blackman, and introducing Sean Garrison. The story sets the theme, in this case, a provocative one. Every woman, says the script, has her moment of weakness. Every man has his moment of hunger. If they are not free, no matter how beautiful their love, the consequences may be startling and dramatic. Spice and zest, mood and emotion, Mancini highlights them for us with every variety of musical instrument. The gaiety of lovers at play on the French Riviera. At the track.
Meet Fargo, the new virtual assistant from Wells Fargo. Fargo makes banking faster and easier.
Fargo, turn off my debit card.
Mancini, 1966.
From moment to moment, every moment that I live for every moment with you. To see you, to touch you, to just an ordinary day.
Mancini conducts.
Sets the theme, in this case, a provocative one. Every woman, says the script, has her moment of weakness. Every man has his moment of hunger. If they are not free, no matter how beautiful their love, the consequences may be startling and dramatic. spice and zest, mood and emotion. Mancini highlights them for us with every variety of musical instrument. The gaiety of lovers at play on the French Riviera. At the track, the lyrical surge of the new love song, Moment to Moment, by the composer of Moon River, Days of Wine and Roses, The Sweetheart Tree.
A moment to moment, every moment that I live.
A moment of love and terror, shame, the shame of facing a husband, a child, anger and passion, suspense as the police delve deeper and deeper and an unsuspecting husband helps them.
I've led you to believe something that isn't true.
What is true, then?
Oh, Mark, I couldn't help it. It was some kind of animal hunger. Daphne! Daphne! What's the matter? You've got to help me.
Of the stars, Monica Mancini. Pat Williams conducts the orchestra. Brand new release. This is the Music of the Stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. Enrico Nicola Henry Mancini. Born in Ohio, near Cleveland, but he grew up in Aliquippa, Pennsylvania. Coal mining town. I was on the air the day he passed on. Fortunately, I had a whole bunch of vinyl. Mancini music, we continued. He was the only son of a steel worker. Got his start for Universal Studios. He was writing scores for horror movies.
Well, what was that for?
It's Henry Mancini's birthday.
What was that about Henry Mancini?
Well, he wrote the song, Moon River. Moon River.
I know the song. What was that about his birthday?
Well, like? 12 years ago, when that song first came out, it was summer and very hot. Archie came home one day and he said, Edith, I'm taking you on the town tonight. We're going to the Radio City Music Hall and then to Shreve's for a banana split. We're shooting the works.
Hey, Ma, wait a second. second. Let me get this straight. 12 years ago, you went to Radio City Music Hall, and then you had a banana split.
Archie, what is that? Was in such a good mood that night. And the stage show at the music hall, the Rockettes were all dressed up like poor little street kids, except they had high heels.
Ma, wait a second. I'm still waiting for Henry Mancini.
Well, that was the picture at the music hall, Breakfast at Tiffany's. And the song in the picture was Moon River.
Oh, by Henry Mancini.
And then when Archie and me got home, Glorious Radio was playing Moon River. And we heard it as we was walking up the stairs. And we started humming it together. And Archie kissed me. Excuse me. That was the best part of one of the best days in my whole life.
And all because of Henry Mancini.
Yeah. And the whole night came back to me when I was reading in Ed Sullivan's column that today is Henry Mancini's birthday.
Oh, yes.
And I just love my family.
We love you too, Ma.
Oh, I just can't wait for everybody to get home. I hope Archie's in a good mood.
Waiting round the bend, my heart will doll like that. Gee, I hate that. I really hate that.
Listen to me, Head. When I come home after a hard day's work, that means I've been working hard all day. Why? So I can make money to buy things like a house. And on that house is a door, which I also bought. Why? So it's when I come home after a hard day's work, I got something to slam after me.
Hello, Archie. How was your day?
Did that answer your question?
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Would it make you feel any better if I told you that today is Henry Mancini's birthday?
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. Today is Sunday, December 17, 2023. Moon River is the song that becomes my daily companion. The song was sung by many artists, but to me, Moon River is closely associated with Andy Williams. A year ago, I introduced the four freshman version of Moon River in the form of four voices, vocal harmony. It was done in a cappella style. Tonight, I will treat you to a Letterman version of the song, the three voices harmony sung by yours truly. I hope you will enjoy my singing.
Stars. Andy Williams, the big hit. I'll be right back after CBS News.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.